On Saturday night, two heavyweights of early aughts hip-hop are squaring off live in a musical bout. In one corner, the Saint Lunatic from St. Louis, the rapper Nelly. In the other corner, the rippin' rapper from Atlanta, Ludacris.
Cadillac grills, Cadillac mills. Check out the oil my Cadillac spills.
It's the latest battle on Instagram Live's popular Versus series. Since the pandemic began, it's become appointment viewing for fans of hip-hop and R&B. Reporter William E. Ketchum III has been writing about it and watching, and he joins us now. William, welcome.
Thanks for having me.
Okay, for those who have not watched, can you just explain how these battles go down?
So the producers Timbaland and Swizz Beatz thought of it, and they did the first one back in March, and since then it's just sort of blown up. Basically, it's like an old school rap battle, except there isn't really much rapping and it's way more lighthearted. So most of the contestants are producers or songwriters, and they're going back and forth playing recordings of their best songs. The contestants appear on split screen so you can see them grooving and reacting to what the other artist is doing. And of course, there's a steady stream of comments from the viewers.
Right, which is part of the fun. So who's done it so far?
It's a pretty long list of major names in hip-hop and R&B. There was Babyface versus Teddy Riley, T-Pain versus Lil Jon, most recently Erykah Badu versus Jill Scott, yeah. And of course, Swizz Beatz versus Timbaland. So let's listen to a little bit of their battle.
Let's work, let's work, let's work. That's a Swizz Beatz go.
Okay, you did that. I gotta give it to you, but I did this too. Something like this.
So you heard Swizz Beatz at the top there, singing along to a song that he did for DMX. And right after that, there was Timbaland played one of his songs that he did for Missy Elliott. So it's kind of low tech, but it's also like really fun to hear them play old favorites, to see them interacting and to hear them talking about their music.
Right. So they're called battles. I mean, is that real? Does someone win? Is there a winner at the end of these things?
Not really. So there is some, you know, trash talk between the artists, and they are trying to impress, but there's not really a consensus about who the winner is most of the time. It's really just something that's fun for the fans to debate. Although I suppose you can make the case that the real winner is Instagram Live, which has gotten a lot of buzz from this, and they've had, you know, hundreds of thousands of viewers during each battle.
Right. Well, my social media feed totally lit up after the Erykah Badu, Jill Scott one. So it's definitely catching fire for a lot of people who are just hungry for entertainment and some kind of collective activity during the pandemic, right?
Yeah, there have been some like really great matchups, and the viewer comments are hilarious. You know, like when you watch, you realize that there are all kinds of celebrities watching and commenting right along with you. So it's like this amazing virtual party where you're mixing with all kinds of people from around the world in what somehow feels like a really intimate setting.
Yeah, that's what's cool about it. So the pressing question at hand, Team Nelly or Team Ludacris? William, your answer.
I'm a little biased, so I'm going to go with Team Ludacris. I bought all of his albums as a kid.
Reporter William E. Ketchum III. William, thank you so much.
Thanks for having me.
May the best man win.